You're listening to the Huddle Network, the official voice of college athletes.
Wolverine Nation, you are inside the Michigan Huddle, listening to the Michigan Huddlecast with Jared Bunch and Jamie Morris, former Michigan Wolverines. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Michigan Huddlecast on iTunes. The HuddlePass app is also available to you on all mobile and tablet devices. That's right, all mobile devices. Before we jump into this episode of Michigan Huddlecast, we've got an important announcement to make. Ha! You ready for this? We know Michigan fans are looking for their tickets to the Citrus Bowl, and that's why I can tell you about SeatGeek, the smartest way to buy college football tickets. That's SeatGeek. SeatGeek is my go-to for Michigan tickets because it pulls all the ticket options from other sites into one place to save you time and make sure you get the best possible deal. That's right, the best possible deal. As a special offer for our listeners, SeatGeek is giving $20 back off your first purchase with promo code HUDDLE. That's right, just put in promo code HUDDLE to get $20 back on your first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app today. That's SeatGeek. SeatGeek app today and enter code HUDDLE, HUDDLE. We've got a great episode of Michigan Huddlecast in store for you today, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Huddle Network, the official voice of college athletes.
Welcome to the J&J Show here on the Michigan Huddlecast. The first J is Jared, second one is Jamie. Is that right, Jamie, or is the first J Jamie?
No, it's you, man. This is hey, I'm with you. Like, you lead the way,
older, you know, and you were at Michigan before I was. That's why we leave it as the J&J Show here on the Michigan Huddlecast. Fans, listen, on this episode, this is a really good episode because when playing at Michigan, we always look forward to two times of the year. That's always the beginning of the year because we're ready to start playing football. And then it's the bowl season. And that period of time in between our last regular season game and before we go travel to some warm part of the country and prepare for a bowl game, and always receiving those nice bowl gifts. I can only imagine now, Jamie, what kind of gifts they get now. I know when we were here, we used to get sweatsuits. Every time we would go down to the football building, we would look for something else to be in our locker. We'd get sweatsuits. What was the biggest present or biggest prize that you can remember receiving?
I mean, we got sweatsuits, sneakers. We got T-shirts. We got watches. I think we got back in the day. We got those transistor radios that had the bowl insignia on the back of them.
Yeah. If we got radios, what are they getting now? Podcast? What are they getting?
They're getting Xboxes. They're getting all kinds of bowl swag, as they call it. They're getting all kinds of bowl swag. I mean. The things that they allot for, oh my gosh.
Oh, and well, actually, it's nice for some of these guys now because for a while there, they didn't get a chance to go to a bowl game. Last year, they didn't go to a bowl game.
No, you're right.
2 years ago, they did, but 2 years prior to that, no bowl game. So,
no.
So this is something new for them.
It's something new. Yeah, it's very new for these guys. I mean, it's a job well done. And you know what? It's good. It's a good start for a new coach, Coach Harbaugh and his staff. It's a good job for these seniors that, led this team to the bowl game, the Citrus Bowl. And, you know, hey, Beats by Dre, they get all kinds of stuff, man. We didn't get any of that. I mean, some headphones would have been nice.
Beats, Dre. They probably, I believe they do get probably beats by Dre, and not the lowest level, to probably the top of the line beats by Dre.
No, get all that bold swag, all the advertising that that those companies can give. You know they want those kids having that on their heads. You got young people with the headphones on the sidelines, or, you know, warming up before the game. Oh yeah, that's advertising right there.
So I wonder what type of clothes they're getting. We used to get. I remember we would get the back in the day. They had the starter. sweatsuits.
Exactly.
And I can't remember. I think you were probably gone, but they gave some. You remember Zooms? You remember the clothing line
Zumba?
Zumba. Yeah. That looks
Zumba.
Like a.
You mean Zumba? Yeah. You look like a zebra. No,
yes.
I didn't. I'm glad I got out of there before that Zumba came out. I'm glad.
Yeah, we had that. And so have you heard from any of the players about what gifts they have received from the committee, the Citrus Bowl committee, and looking forward to having Michigan come down to play in the Citrus Bowl?
Well, Jared, it has changed so much. The players receive an email from the bowl themselves. Each player gets an email, and they mark what they want. They get a total money sum, and they put their personal what they want. You can pick and choose what you want. Now
wow.
All the sweats, you'll get the sweatsuit as a team. You'll get the official bowl shirt as a team. You'll get the sneakers and all of that. But you also get the bowl package, which with the team you mark what you want, and it just shows up. It shows up in a box. With your name on it in your hotel room, brother.
Oh.
Think about that.
It's like that now.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my.
Like that now.
Oh, my. So rather than being surprised, you already know. We were always surprised. You know.
That was
part of it for me was each day going down there, and who was going to be first to look into the locker and see if that what it was, and then come back from campus. Make sure you go down there and get your blah blah blah, whatever it is. But now they can just check it off. Oh, you know, did we come out a little bit too early? Did we, you know?
I think we were born a little bit ahead of the curve on this one, Jared. When it comes to bowl swag, I think we were born just a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yeah, how is the training going now during this off season? Well, during the bowl period, have they been training as usual, or a little bit change in the schedule? Do you know what's going on there?
Well, really, there's been a change in schedule. Kevin Tolbert, the strength and conditioning coach, has really ramped it up, getting some guys that. You know, getting some guys back in, let's say, you know, right now it's called the fat time of the year for off season, bowl season, because they're going around telling them how great they are. Guys, all Americans, they're announcing MVPs, all of that around the country. But that being said, you're trying to get guys healthy that have been hurt. You're trying to get guys back on the field. They had a team practice a couple of days ago, and they're coming together. I think bowl practice starts officially probably in the next couple of days. They'll be together as a team putting full pads back on.
Oh, well, actually, you brought that up. We do have some awards. Some of the players awarded Big Ten, first team Big Ten Conference, and some All-Americans. We did have somebody – Has that been named?
Yeah, Jake. You had Jake Butt, who was an All-American tight end, which is well deserved. You had Jordan Lewis, All-American defensive back. You had team MVP. You had J.U. Chesson, who won the Schembechler Award this year. You had some seniors that have done some things.
Was second team Big Ten, or he was?
Yeah.
That's you know, that's I won't say tough because any award that you receive is a good one. But Jabril playing both sides of the ball and having such an impact every time he was on the field, it's almost like when you hear that he wasn't a first team, that it's almost a disappointment. But when you look at how much he did and how much that every time he was on the field that the opposing team had to know where he was all the time, it's almost I don't know how to put it. You would expect or you would think that he would be a first teamer, but I can understand why he wasn't. Even though I think that at most of the time he was probably the one of the top two or top three players on the field on offense or on defense.
Agree. I think the most important thing you forget about is, like you said, how much Jabril gives back to this team and how much he's done for this team. I think people see Jabril and they don't see how important he was to Michigan from an offense and defense and special teams. So he played all three phases of the game, as we say, and that young man needs to be recognized. You know, I think he needs to be recognized for it. I think a lot of people have put Heisman hopeful on him for next year. I think this young man has done a great job, and he's done what his team has asked of him to do, and it's been great.
Well, there was a report that he was walking around on crutches. Is he okay? I mean, I'm sure it's
let me just say this, Jared. You know how reports are. He went from having a hand injury to being on crutches to being in the hospital. That's how it's been. I've gotten texts. I've gotten emails. People are asking me about Jabril Peppers. Now, when I saw him on Saturday night at the holiday party, Jabril Peppers was walking around doing well, and he had his middle finger wrapped up with some gauze, and he looked like he was doing well. Looked like he was eating plenty of food. So I'm here to tell you, I didn't see anything that everybody was reporting. Okay,
so it went from all of those things from him in the hospital to when you see him, he has his finger wrapped up. It was
exactly.
Well, I think
so. You know as well as I do how things get thrown around. He punched it. He punched his fist through the front windshield. He did this. You know how it gets. It gets crazy around here, and sometimes I think people just need to just chill out and wait for the report to come out.
Yeah,
eventually,
well,
it will all come out. You know as well as I do.
Yeah, and it will. But you know, when you live in California like I do, I mean, they're writing that Jabril is he's on crutches. He's questionable for the bowl game and all kinds of things, innuendos that he was doing something he shouldn't be doing and. That young man has had in this short period of time of being there, he has really put a mark on his career already, and it looks to be one that as he continues it, that he's going to be one to be remembered as a player on and off the field for Michigan, which I can't blame him. He's a young guy. He's very talented. I'm looking forward to seeing many more Jabril Peppers stories because he is a real talent.
Without a doubt. And that's the exciting thing. You know as well as I do, we're in a society of I need the news in the next 5 minutes. And so every time, you know, if they don't get the news in the next 5 minutes, somebody's going to make something up and say, this is what I saw. You know, I saw him walking around doing this because he's a young man that goes from class to class. He's going to do things, and people are going to see him doing things. And they're going to, you know, they're going to, hey, it's the next thing. Who saw him? Who saw him the last time? And what did he look like he was doing? So it'll be interesting, and it'll be exciting, I'm sure, and we're all excited about it. And like you said, that young man has made a mark at not only at Michigan but from a national standpoint. His play – has done wonderful things for Michigan, and hopefully it continues.
Does he have plans to run track?
He may be like our, Coach Harbaugh may be like our old Coach Bo. If you're not playing football, you're not playing football, you know? But he does have aspirations to run track. I'm sure he does. But as Coach Harbaugh says, hey, guys that are here to play football, they play football, you know? If they want to do something extracurricular, that's fine, but as long as their mind is on football.
But there's no question that he could be a great contributor to that Michigan track team with his speed.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. And I don't know, I actually, did you know that I was on the track team at Michigan?
No, Jared, this is news to me. This is breaking news. when were you on the track team, Jared? What year? Was this the year after I left?
You were gone. But, I threw the disc. I threw the disc for Michigan track team. Actually, I placed fourth or fifth in the Big Ten.
Wow.
Yeah. I threw the disc in high school and went to state in high school. I did know that.
But, folks, you're hearing it here first. Jared Bunch was a dual athlete at the University of Michigan.
University of Michigan, sure was. I was a dual athlete, I sure was, and placed fourth or fifth, I can't remember, at the Big Ten track meet. Yes, I did. And let me tell you something else, too. I ran indoor at Michigan one time. This was while I was preparing for the draft. I ran the indoor 60 at Michigan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you finish? How'd it go?
I did not win, but I didn't come in last. See?
Well, there you go. That's
see,
a good
you know,
thing, yeah.
Hey, but I could run. Yeah, I didn't win, but I didn't come in last. That's it. And that was my, that was how I was trying to just make sure to keep my speed up. That was it. And back then, Bo was like, okay, you graduated, you're done, you're going off, you're moving on to be drafted. I see you when I see you, but don't be around my place.
Exactly. Don't be in the way.
Don't be in the way, yeah. But that's good. I'm great to hear that things are going well. Have you heard about where the team – I'm not sure if they even know yet where the team will be staying. Because I would like – you're going to the game, correct? I'll be there.
I will be there too. Usually they stay at the Peacock, and I think the Peacock Hotel in Orlando, Florida. I'm not sure which team – I'm not sure where Florida will be staying. I'm not sure where, but it's the hotel that has the ducks that parade through the lobby in the morning and then parade through the lobby in the evening to go back to their little duck house that they have at the top of the hotel.
Okay.
So we're
going to do a podcast from the hotel.
Yeah, we are.
How about that? We'll do a podcast from the hotel during the week or pre or post, one of them. But let's do a pre.
I like the pre. Yeah, it's an opportunity, yes.
And I also, we had some guys who have tweeted that they want to be on the show. They will be calling in at some point. We'll be talking about the game in preparation. We'll talk about our recruiting class, which has been fantastic, wouldn't you say?
Someone say that. I agree.
So there's a lot of excitement around not just the bowl game and not just the year that is coming to a close, but the future and what it looks like for Michigan and Michigan football.
No, you're right. The future of Michigan football is pretty bright. And you gotta try to understand what Coach Harbaugh is doing. I mean, he's old school. He's using his five senses in recruiting. And what I mean by that, he's not just going after five-star athletes. He's going after guys that came to his the summer off-campus camps and that he had an opportunity to see up close and personal. And these guys, there's guys that he's offered that have not been offered from any other schools. But, I mean, in his mind, this guy can be valuable to our team. So, I mean, it's you know, we're also getting the 5- and 4-star players, but we're getting 1- and 2-star players, too, that he thinks that bring value to his the way he coaches his team.
Let's talk about that a little bit because there have been two particular players who decommitted from Michigan, and I think I see the reasoning, and it doesn't alarm me or anything. You know, usually when you hear somebody decommits from a program, there might be a problem. But I can't remember. I'm gonna look up the actual names. But one was a running back or linebacker who pulled out or decommitted, and the reasoning was he didn't know what position he was gonna play, whether he was gonna play.
Right. They recruited him as an athlete. Right. So
yeah.
I mean, he could play anywhere. He could play. He could play running back. Or he could play linebacker. He's the kid. This is the kid. He's out of California, and he was looking for someone to make a definition where he was going to play, and you know, we weren't sure until we get him here and find out. But you know, we were committed to the kid, but he decided, hey, I want someone to tell me where I am, where you see me going, and you know, until we get him here and on the field, I don't think we wanted to make that kind of commitment to that young man. So we put him as an athlete, but he chose to go. He chose to reopen his opportunities.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. I also I'm looking to get his name exact, but he also wanted to enroll right now. He
early,
was, you know, right at the year, and Michigan just wasn't ready to do that. They wanted him to wait, and he was very focused on coming in right now, and it couldn't happen. So hey, there's no hard feelings, and we wish him well. Do you know his? Do you know exact name? Because he was the second person that.
No, I understand what you just said, Jared. And let me add in. I mean, you understand we have 42 seniors that you know, and of those 42 seniors, I think. 8 are officially gone, but you have guys that can come back and have 5 years. So that those determinations have to be made. And like you said, you know, the coaches have got to watch film and do some things. And we did have a coach who got hired as a new head coach in the Big Ten himself in Maryland, and DJ Durkin. So, I mean, the evaluations, and you got to do all of that. You got to work with the coaching staff to find out what players are you going to keep and what players are you going to let go.
You know, is that something that previously didn't happen? Because they're making a big, they're making a lot of noise about how fifth-year seniors now are not guaranteed to come back. And before, or years prior, you didn't really hear about that. You didn't hear someone discussing, well, this guy's a fifth-year senior, and he's coming back for sure. Is this something new that is being?
No, I don't think it's anything new. I think what you have is a young, a new staff that's had 1 year to look at players, to have an experience with players, and now they've got film on these players. But they've got to get an opportunity. They're out recruiting. They're out playing. They're out practicing with these players. And they just have an opportunity to sit down as a staff and say, we want this player, we want this player. We want to bring back this guy, we want to bring back this guy. This guy progressed really well. I mean, they got to have an opportunity to do that.
And so what it is if they didn't recruit these players, that's what you're saying, right?
That exactly.
If he didn't recruit the player, that's why this is coming up now. Because a coaching staff that recruited a specific player, they guaranteed him, listen, you're going to be on our team for, we're going to give you a 5 years of scholarship. And now you come to another coaching staff that is just getting to meet you, find out who you are, and they want to have the opportunity to have other players offer other players scholarships. So that's why it's coming up now. I understand that. I can get that. I can clearly get that and see how that could be people could be misunderstood. So I'm good. I'm good with that. But for sure, this recruiting class is shaping up to be one of the best that it has been in many years. I've seen some polls that says if we can get the number one running back, that this recruiting class will be top five in the nation.
I'll say this. If they get the three kids that they're going after, they got Bush, the linebacker. They get the running back in Walker, and if they get Rashawn Gary in the defensive tackle, they could be very well be named the number one recruiting class in college football this year.
That would be a outstanding start to a coaching career and coaching staff, wouldn't you say? It goes without being said. 100%, that would be a great start. It's already been a great start play-wise, but to come up with what they've been doing, to me, only says how well of a pick or choice that was made by bringing Jim Harbaugh in as the head coach.
Well, remember, if you think about it, Jim Harbaugh has been at Michigan for one solid year, if you think about it. I mean, and think about all the things he had to maintain. He came in, had to maintain a recruiting class that Brady Hoke had put together, bring in some other kids with that recruiting class. Then had to go out and establish with the – now, everybody knows Jim Harbaugh, but if you think about it, he had to go around the state of Michigan and reintroduce himself. And, yes, he was on a rock star tour and everything like that, but he had to go around and meet everybody. So that being said, he had to reestablish Michigan in the thoughts and minds of some of these high school coaches in his own state. Now, they know of Jim Harbaugh, but they don't know Jim Harbaugh. So, and then on top of that, he had to go, and this is why they had the summer swarm, as they called it. He went around the nation introducing Michigan, reintroducing Michigan to the nation of young people. So, I mean, think about this what this coaching staff, along with head coach Jim Harbaugh, had to do. They had 1 year, and they had to prepare this team. And think about, they only had a couple weeks. I mean, if you think about it, they had spring ball, which is 15 practices. Then they had summer. They did summer workout, and then they went into spring. Summer camp. Yep. In the submarine, then, remember, and then play.
Yep, into the preseason and season. Yeah. Outstanding job. Outstanding job. And outstanding talking to you again, Mr. Jamie Morris. What's the middle name again?
James Walter. That's Walter. The middle name. Walter.
All right, J-Dub. That was great. That was great. That'll do it for the J&J show here on the Michigan Huddlecast. As always, we ask that you continue to listen to us and check out the new app. That's right. I said the new app, the Huddle Pass app. That is available for all your mobile tablet devices. Make sure you look for it so you can take us with you when you leave your home. As always, Jamie, it was great talking to you. We look forward to this upcoming game at the Citrus Bowl in Florida. Like I said, we will be doing more podcasts from Orlando, Florida, and letting you know about up-to-date information on players, coaching, and recruiting. That'll do it for us. Thanks again for listening, and as always, love, peace, and soul. That'll do it for the Michigan Huddle class. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Huddle Network, the official voice of college athletes.